such as the Montgomery boycott of 1955, the Little Rock Nine and the Little Rock Central High School integration, 1957, the Selma March on the Pettus Bridge, 1965, and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So here we are, present day, and I have a question. Will this 9th annual Whitney M. Young Jr. Empowerment Luncheon, how many of us really knew or even heard of Whitney M. Young before? Now, you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of us really knew who Whitney M. Young really was? So I want to thank the Pinellas County Urban League, who was committed to celebrating the achievements of such champions as Whitney Young and so many others who have the opportunity to celebrate their impact on Black heritage and culture. Because I'm never going to stop telling the story. Because I too am also Black history. The first Black and first Black female to represent the undeniably diverse District 5 of the city of St. Petersburg. Thank you so much. And I am also so honored to be your mistress of ceremony for today. That for me is such an honor. It is such an honor. So I'm going to try to make this through, because this is the first event that I've emceed that my reverend uncle would always ask me to emcee, the Reverend Watson L. Haynes II. We're going to do this. So now I need to recognize some of our special guests that are here today. I have Mr. James Simmons. Raise your hand, sir. Our founding Pinellas County Urban League founder and PCUL president, council member Richie Floyd, our school board member and PCUL board member, school board member Caprice Edmond, and I know I'm missing somebody. And if I do, blame me and not the heart, and I have control over the microphone, so I can always come back. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get started. And thank you for those of you all that were here on time, because I've been teased about, WMCN, we starting on time, yes ma'am, yes sir. So I appreciate your time and I appreciate your presence. And again, I want to thank Pinellas County Urban League for everything that they continue to do for our community, to continue the momentum that my reverend uncle started. And with that, now to provide and welcome, I'd like to introduce to some the Urban League Board Chair, Mr. Rodney Wilson, Vice President of Business Development of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Good morning, everyone. Let's give another round of applause to the Chief Sanders. All right. I'll keep it short and sweet so we can get things going. Obviously, Whitney M. Young, huge proponent to what we do and what we stand for. The Urban League has done an amazing job of keeping that alive on a consistent basis. This is definitely one of the events I look forward to on an annual basis, and so it's definitely awesome to see you all come out and support us today. The other thing is, obviously, working in financial services, I wanted to just take a quick moment of the work. When we think about Whitney M. Young, we think about influential leaders in Black history, we still have a lot of work to do in financial services as well. We've come a long ways, but obviously when you see someone like myself, that's just one. That's one thing we all have to do. Starting with our youth, we're going to recognize some phenomenal students today, is keep them focused as well on carrying our moment forward so we have an opportunity to be successful from a financial services perspective and all of the key pillars that we focus on here for the Pinellas County Urban League. Very important pieces. So with that being said, we do have a really good agenda today. We do have the invocation blessing of the food. We have some awesome presentation and rewards today that will be given out. We have the empowerment appeal from Mrs. Caprice Edmonds. But for right now, I want to bring up our interim president and CEO, Charlotte Anderson.
Every tax-paying citizen has a legitimate claim for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And no matter the challenge, the mission endures. Good afternoon and welcome to the 9th annual Whitney M. Young Jr. Luncheon and our first annual Reverend Watson L. Haynes II Youth and Education Scholarship Award. We are here to honor two very influential and passionate men who gave of themselves to improve access to socioeconomic opportunities for African Americans and other underserved communities. Today we honor Whitney M. Young, a true visionary and leader dedicated to championing civil rights and social justice. Mr. Young took diversity, equity, and inclusion conversations to places where no one had ever taken them before. On that very same note, we honor our own power broker, the Reverend Watson L. Haynes II, who worked tirelessly to help ensure that African Americans and other underserved communities had access to programs and services designed to help close the socioeconomic gap. Furthermore, Reverend Haynes understood that education is the key to unlocking the full potential of individuals and communities. And so today, we will issue our first annual Haynes Youth and Education Scholarship Awards. The Haynes Youth and Education Scholarship Fund is a testament to the deep commitment to ensuring that our youth have access and resources to opportunities they need to succeed. We are especially grateful for the generosity of our major donors, Duke Energy, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Florida Consortium of Urban Leagues, Don Shield, Gil D. Gamma, please forgive me, Lucinda Grant, Joe Bardo, Phyllis Nichols, William Miller, the St. Pete Chapter of the Lynx, Linda Marcelli, and the host of individual donors who have made this scholarship opportunity possible. And finally, a special thank you to each of you for celebrating with us today as we continue our legacy to empower communities and change lives. Thank you.
Far beyond what people would consider to be the influence of a 1960s civil rights leader, the leader of an organization like the National Urban League, because he influenced what Congress did. He influenced what the president did, what mayors did, because of his ideas.
Whitney Young was the advocate of that part of the preamble of the Constitution which says that we 300 million people all rise together or we sing together.
Civil rights, which are God-given and constitutionally guaranteed, are not negotiable in 1963.
He really understood that the movement does not stop with the segregated walls coming down. He understood that we had to do something about poverty, had to do something about education, had to do something about health care.
The Urban League came about as a kind of pragmatic way providing employment access for African Americans who were new migrants from the South.
He transformed
the Urban League movement into a civil rights organization as well as a community service organization.
The value of an Urban League, therefore, is that you have an ongoing vehicle, an institution for responsible communication between responsible white and Negro citizens meeting together on a peer basis with mutual respect.
He saw the civil rights movement, the various organizations and movement, each having a very important and critical role to play.
He had a way of using his sense of humor to highlight the little differences and have people laugh it off.
He understood that even though it's black nationalists and I'm a black Democrat or even a Republican, we're going to deal with the issues of black people. Are we going to fuss and fight? Sure. But in the end, there are things we can agree upon, and those things we will do together.
What we in the Urban League say about black power, that power comes to one not from being black or white, but it's the green of a dollar bill, or the maroon of a textbook, or it is the ballot in the ballot box.
The Urban League was certainly one of those places where corporate America felt most comfortable.
What he did was bring onto the board white people of greater influence than had been on the board before, which meant more money for the league, it meant more influential people acting on behalf of the league everywhere.
You had persons like Henry Ford from the Ford Motor Company and James Leonard from Time Life that had not contributed to the Urban League and other civil rights movement projects to get involved.
What Uncle Whitney did was very clearly to say, segregation is wrong, we are not in fear. Not only are we not in fear here, but because of the struggles that we've had to overcome, we have gotten certain strengths of character that America needs to learn from.
My father was given the opportunity to have the ear of three presidents, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, who held him in the highest esteem, not out of obligation, not because of his charisma, but because he was able to bring forth thinking and policy recommendations that were rooted in morality, common sense, and intellect.
Whitney Young's genius was, he knew how to accomplish what other people were merely for.
There's no single person today that come close to playing the role that Whitney played.
I think that Whitney Young was a prophet. I think that he died precisely at a time when few people understood how brilliant his vision for racial transformation of American power was.
I take it very seriously that I stand on his shoulders and the shoulders of many others in the movement.
Many of the things that we have today as black Americans, we would not have, but for Whitney Young.
For the Urban League is not to be supported, we must understand the distinction between rhetoric and relevance, between charisma and character, between symbols and substance, between protests and programs. We've got to be serious. We've got to take care of business.
I need to see you on your feet. That deserves an applause. That deserves honor. That deserves the distinguished respect for which Whitney M. Young has laid the foundation, set the ground, and opened so many doors for all of us. Thank you. In his words, it is better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. Now that should say something to all of us. As my grandmother would say, it's always better to have and not need it than to need it and not have it. That goes a very long way. So at this point, thanks to my efficient mistress of ceremony, we're a little out of time. So we're gonna ask our community champion, our buddy, our favorite, the pastor of the historic Bethel AME to please come up and provide an invocation and bless this food, because I think it's almost 12 o'clock.
Good morning. I can say it's good. It's still morning, and we've got about what is that? About 12 minutes in the morning. To Councilman Figgs, my Sanders, my friend, sister, and co-gladiator in the work that we do in the community. It's my 6th year offering this prayer and invocation, and I chose this time around, led by the Holy Spirit, to write a slightly different prayer and to introduce us or engage us a little bit differently based on the last conversation notes that I had with Watson before his demise. Everybody in here has a spirit. There was a song that Watson and I would sing a lot when we would meet around the city or in parks and at the police station most recently. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Anybody know that song? It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, Lord. Anybody know? Standing in the need of prayer. Can you help me? It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer to this wondrously woke crowd. It's me. Let us turn to the Lord, whether we greet one another with a shalom and assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Let us pray. Most gracious Jehovah Shalom, we pray this morning that your holy visage would shine among us. Bless us to your service this day. Loving Creator, I ask that you would help us to live peacefully with others. Allow us to open our opinions, to hear and to learn from other perspectives and experiences with whom we may disagree and differ without hatred. Lord, we come to honor the legacies of Ebony Excellence from Whitney to Watson today. Bless the award recipients and all the participants today. Bless us in this fight against the forces of racism and darkness, of oppression and suppression and depression. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, we pray today, with your charity that reigns and abounds in our lives. Help us to work towards unity with those who may oppose us. Give us patience in the time of struggle. And allow us to trust that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Bless us with the food today. Let it be strength for the journey. Bless the Urban League and its endeavors and every accomplice, not the actors. Bless us this day, God, in your sacred word that says, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you. And may he be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift his countenance upon us today and give us peace, we pray. And the people said, Harambe.
So everybody, again, we want to thank Banquet Masters for such a wonderful meal. And we appreciate you all coming and breaking bread with us today. And at this time, it gives me honor to bring to you again Mr. Rodney Wilson, who is going to do the presentation of the Reverend Watson L. Haynes II Scholarship Awards.
All right, so we're gonna do this a little different this time because we have some special people to recognize and honor this afternoon. But before I get into our Reverend Watson Haynes Scholarship recipients, I wanted to recognize a few that are in attendance this afternoon. So I wanted to recognize the Pinellas County Urban League Board. If you could stand up really quick so we can recognize you all, our board members. Thank you so much for that. Obviously, we appreciate you all. And I also wanted to recognize the Pinellas County Urban League staff. If you can raise your hand if you're out there working, staff members, thank you so much. Thank you. I was just sharing with Charlotte Anderson, you all get an opportunity to come out here and celebrate with us, but there's a lot of work, hard work and effort that it takes to get to this point. And obviously, we wouldn't be at this point without the staff and the work that they do on a day-to-day basis. So I wanted to recognize the staff as well. And so with that being said, before we transition into the scholarship recipients, I also wanted to read off the text message, and I'm saying this because you all need to know how I get this information as well. It's important. I received a phone call from Linda Marcelli, previous chair for the Pinellas County Urban League Board. She stressed to us how important and proud she was of the work that we continue to do, obviously, in the absence of Reverend Watson Haynes. And that, you know, she is fully committed to continuing to back the Pinellas County Urban League. She has contributed to the Watson Haynes Scholarship Fund. So if you can clap it up for Linda Marcelli. And she had a brief announcement to say. She pretty much said that the fund is in honor of his tireless and lasting professional important work for social justice in the Tampa Bay area. So thank you, Linda, we appreciate you. And I also wanted to take the time to call up our first scholarship recipient. But prior to calling this particular individual up, I wanted to first read off their bio and some of their recent accomplishments. So first thing, I'll start with this here. This particular individual is a senior at Gibbs High School in the Beta Magnet program. She's also an early admission student at St. Petersburg College. Her current GPA is a 3.8. And she ranks in the top 20% of her class. Just a couple of more points I want to make. She is a member of the National Technical Honor Society Student Government Association Yearbook Club, ambassador for the Beta Club, Taking It to the Streets Youth Ambassador, as well as Athletic Student Manager. And me being a former athlete, I want to let you know you matter. Keep that up. We appreciate you for being a student manager of the athletics program. And in addition, the president of the Pinellas County Urban League New Lights Program, which is a youth development program providing students with the necessary skills and tools to spread awareness in the community and communities around us. She has dedicated 6 years to this program through community outreach. She's a recipient of the Dr. Mark J. Williams Senior Academic Excellence Award at St. Petersburg College, President's Achievement of Excellence Award, as well as being a Take Stock in Children Scholar. After high school, she plans to attend Clark Atlanta University, where she will major in business management and a minor in real estate. During that time, she wants to complete various real estate internships while attending real estate classes. With that being said, I want you all to give us a huge round of applause for Janiyah Bernard.
First, I want to start by thanking God, my family, and my community. Thank you to Mr. Mike, Ms. Stacy, Coach Jay, and Ms. Roshnick for your leadership and the many community service events you've allowed me and the New Lights program to take part in. I especially want to thank the late Reverend Watson L. Haynes II for his contributions. I feel honored to have been the recipient of the Reverend Watson L. Haynes II Scholarship. I have gained a wealth of knowledge, experience, and skills from the Pinellas County Urban League. My plans for my post-secondary education is to attend Clark Atlanta University to major in business administration. And after completing my post-secondary education, I will be sure to pour back into the community that has helped make me the person I am today. Thank you.
I wish you all could hear this conversation. Charlotte said we got the real check waiting on you afterwards, so. All right. And for this next particular individual, we decided to switch it up and allow him to also just come up and tell his story. So our second scholarship recipient is going to be Carlo Franz Blah. If you could come up. Carlo Franz Blah. Yes.
I just want you to have a tiny bit of understanding of what our program is. And it comes in a bag. It goes home with a struggling reader. So we recruit families. They take our tablet. We call it a FLIP tablet. FLIP stands for Family Literacy Project. It goes home, they get a headset, and they keep it for 12 weeks, 3 months' time. And we ask them, the kids, to use the program 90 minutes a week for 12 weeks. And if they do that, and you know, granted there'll be some weeks when they don't do it, but as long as they get 900 total minutes, they get a full dose. And a full dose means they will go up about a year in reading comprehension level in just 3 months' time. That is a huge gain. And people ask, well, what's the secret sauce? What are you doing? And it's powered by music. It's powered by song. So what the kids do is they sing songs that have special lyrics in them. And there's vocabulary words baked into the lyrics. And there are quizzes at the end of every song. So you build in repetition, you build in a fun activity, and the kids don't even think they're doing a reading program. So that's what I want you to understand about what it is that we do. And Jennifer Freisinger, who's our executive director, deserves to be recognized. She's doing a super job leading our team. Yes. Say again. Oh, right. So we believe in incentives, and the kids earn incentives all the way along for using the program with fidelity. At the end, if they do the 900 minutes, they've earned this tablet to keep. So they take this home, they take this home, and then mom and dad have to lock it up because you never know what the kids are going to do with it. When they're using our program, it is locked down. So the only thing they can use is our singing program to use it. But a very high percentage of our kids do earn the tablet. And another interesting thing is that many of the kids do more than the 900 minutes that we ask. In fact, I'm going to share something about one of Watson's kids. And this is a great segue to tell you how excited we are to be building our working relationship with the Urban League. It started several years ago. Carol Stackhouse and a whole bunch of wonderful people from the board invited us to come and talk to the education committee. I think many of you knew that the Urban League Watson had an education committee that was very focused on what we can do. And that's how we got started with the Urban League. And at the St. Pete Police Athletic League, and then at Jordan Park. And I was so honored a year ago to be presented with the Whitney Young Award. That was like, I was speechless when Watson called me and they decided to give it to me. And then of course, became even more honored when I really came to understand who he was and what he did. As soon as Jennifer heard back in December that we were the recipients of this award, and by the way, Watson and I never let money get in the way of anything. You know, if Watson wanted me to do something and the money was coming, I did it, and vice versa. So we knew the check was good. We knew there was going to be, that we were going to get it. So Jennifer got right to work and recruited 10 kids to participate in the first Watson Haynes Youth Scholarship Flip cohort, okay? And I have some early results from that group of 10 kids that I'm going to share with you. And of course, I'm not going to use names, but first of all, the exciting thing is that we're at week 10 with this group of kids out of 12 weeks, and 8 of the 10 have already passed the 900 minutes. So that's a wonderful sign. And if I didn't mention the school name, it is Rawlings Elementary. And two of the kids in particular, I was looking at the statistics on the report before coming over, and I'm just about at the end of my 3 minutes here. I wasn't good at math, you know. I was always an English kid, English major in college. So if I didn't say it, by the way, this program is at no cost to the families. This does not cost the family anything. And I'm going to issue a challenge to you all, by the way, that I'd like you to try and fulfill by next year at this time, at the very end, that kind of comes to mind as I explain what a huge win it is for the kids and the family. Okay, back to the two kids who really stuck out from Watson's kids. One of the kids, I'm going to use his initials, TB, is on track not to do 900 minutes, but to do 2,000 minutes on the program. So I love it when we see kids. You know, how many times do you tell a kid who's a struggling reader, go read a book, and they come back and they've read three, right? That doesn't happen, right? So again, music is just so powerful. And then another child, GT are the initials. I'll get established quickly a frame of reference. Most kids, when they do 900 minutes, will complete in the singing program about 1.5 levels of material. This child at week 10 has already completed 3 levels of material, and each one of those represents an additional year of difficulty level. So when we assess that kid at the end, he's probably going to show gains of well over a year in the 12 weeks that they've done it. So just a little bit of a early snapshot of Watson's group, the 10 kids. Here's my challenge. There are 3,000 African-American children in the ages in grades 3 through 5 in Pinellas County who cannot pass the reading test. Okay, there are 3,000 of them. I would like sooner than later there to be zero, obviously, right? And I think that's a sentiment that's shared as well. Our organization can only grow and serve more kids as we can get grants in. Currently, we have a very small waiting list. Maybe we haven't done a great job of spreading the word of this amazing program, but it's about a 30-day waiting list. You know, if a family goes and signs up today, we'll get them started in 30 days. At most, we're talking about 50 families on the waiting list. I would challenge the people in this room that by next year, I'd like to have 3,000 families on the waiting list. Not because I want them to wait, but because then I can go to funders and say, I need $1 million. I need $3 million. And if you give it to me, these kids will be reading on grade level, you know, in 6 months. So that's my challenge. All you have to do is tell everyone you know about it. Go to our website, singoutandread.org, and tell them to get on the list. And the quicker we build that list up, the sooner we can go out and do more effective fundraising and help more families. And that's the end.
First of all, this is the first Whitney M. Young luncheon that we've had without Watson's presence. Ask yourself, do you think he will be satisfied? I know that he will be extremely proud of Charlotte Anderson. I know that he will be extremely proud of Mr. Rodney Wilson. He will be extremely proud of the Urban League staff that put this wonderful event together. But more importantly, he will be extremely proud that your presence, that you all are here today to continue to celebrate what he started. You know, that is truly a legacy when people are still calling your name long after. And we're still gonna be calling Watson's name a whole lot longer. And if you don't want to, then don't be around me because I'm gonna call it every chance I get. But I want to thank you all, and now we're at this point when we see what our dollars and what our work and what our passion actually brings to the table. And as an elected official, we see all these different things that all of you wonderful people need. And you can't have too much of anything. You can't have too many people caring. You can't have too many people spending dollars. You can't have too many people trying to find a way to get an answer. So with that, I'm going to ask our school board member, Ms. Caprice Edmund, to please come up. And she's going to talk to y'all about that money. Because in order for us to do these things, we need your partnership. We need your support. We need your time, your treasure. But more importantly, we need them coins. So I'm going to turn this over to our school board member. Thank you so much.
So now you all have heard Council Member Fig Sanders already putting the plug that we need them coins. Good afternoon. It is truly an honor to join you as we celebrate during the Whitney Young Luncheon. We have seen highlights of the impact of education, the importance of doing the work, and the mission of Pinellas County Urban League to empower communities and change lives. Your contribution or helping and joining in the mission of the Urban League will help us continue our efforts. Reverend Haynes served wonderfully as the CEO and president of the Urban League, and the mission to empower lives on. You can support our mission by volunteering, joining the movement, and making a contribution. When making a monetary contribution, your funds can be allocated to the general fund, education, health, and several other areas, including Pinellas County Urban League Young Professionals in the Guild. Proud YP here. I would also like to let you know that our empowerment appeal has been kicked off with $1,000 by board member Linda Marcelli, which Chair Rodney mentioned early. On your programs, you have a QR code. So you can take out your phones now, scan your QR code, access to the website, and ensure that your funds are allocated to the specific area of your interest. You can volunteer. Several opportunities to volunteer with Pinellas County Urban League, as well as get involved with the Urban League Guild or Young Professionals Organization. Again, your support is greatly appreciated, and we need all hands on deck as we continue to empower the community and change lives. If you would like an envelope, if you raise your hand or find me, I will gladly give you an envelope. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm the first one went to the QR code like I got some money. But you still have time. When you get in your car, you get home, you're in front of the television, and it hits you that your contribution matters, please do not find it robbery to donate. I'm going to donate, because time isn't something, but I do have a dollar or two. I will donate today, and I'm gonna ask you to please join me so that you see the difference that your participation and your dollars made. As I stand here, I see one of our council members that joined us, Council Member John Muhammad. Please say hello. And if there's anyone else here that I missed, please let me know so I can make sure that you're properly acknowledged. So with that being said, we are officially about to adjourn this meeting, but I'm gonna ask Reverend Irby if he would please come back up. Because one thing that I have found is that the power of prayer is mighty. The power of unity moves mountains. But more importantly, those of you all that are here, I wanna make sure that you are blessed abundantly. I wanna make sure that you get to your next destination safely. I'm gonna ask you to stand. And I know we ain't COVID, if you're comfortable to hold the hand of the person next to you as we are blessed as we leave this place. Pastor Irving.
My sister, amen. We started singing, we're gonna leave singing, amen. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place as you can. As you can, one more time. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. As you can, eternal and sovereign, sustainer and creator. God, we just thank you for what our eyes have witnessed, what our ears have heard, but most of all, God, what our hearts have felt today. And now, God, as we leave this place, we bestow the benediction, the blessing upon the people. Never let us leave this place without your presence. We ask that you be between me and thee as we leave, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, and the people of God who know you said amen. Amen.